Justin Fluke with you. Time to talk Holton Wildcat basketball. We're first joined by girls coach Kurt Heisler. The Lady Cats coming off a 14-8 season a year ago with really only a couple players lost off that roster. So quite a few girls back, maybe not as many girls out total for the program coach as you'd like, but just catch us up a little bit. How was the off season? How have practices been here the last few weeks, kind of getting ready for a new season?
Yeah, had a really good off season. Enjoyed the summer that we had, our league play, some tournaments and workouts throughout the summer. I really felt like our skill level improved, our understanding of the games is really improving, and starting to build some chemistry with these girls. Like you said, we lost two seniors from last year's team, have several back that have some experience, and also going to fit together some younger players with not as much varsity experience, and hopefully fit it all together.
Might have a little bit more size on the roster this year. What do you kind of see as the, besides some of the experience, what do you see as the strengths and maybe the question marks here for this year's team going in?
Well, I think size is somewhat of an advantage for us. We've got some good-sized girls that can play inside and out. I think we have some athleticism on our team that can be a weapon for us. I think one of our strengths may be our flexibility and personnel lineups and maybe matching or causing matchup problems for our opponent. And so we're going to try some different things. You know, one of our weaknesses last year was being able to score the basketball, and I don't think that's any surprise or secret to anyone. So we're trying to address that issue and find different ways to score on offense, and you may see some different things from us defensively as well.
So first two games of the year, both on the road, non-league opponents. You're at Burlington on Thursday night and then Bonner Springs on Monday. And I'm sure not really focused on the opponents, but I guess what are the things internally that you hope to see or kind of some of the things you're most anxious to see with this new squad here in these first two upcoming games?
Yeah, we start with a really challenging schedule. We're on the road at Burlington, on the road at Bonner Springs, and then our first home game is against Nemaha Central, who's most likely the favorite in the Big Seven this year. So really our focus has been on us, will be on us for these first couple games, just making sure that we're taking care of the things that we can control with our effort, with our attitude, with being great teammates to each other. And we're going to make mistakes. There's going to be times where it's not going to look pretty, and our focus in practice has been moving on from that, getting on to the next play and finding the correctable errors, figuring out how to make those adjustments, and then continuing to push to fail. And I know that may sound strange, but part of our message to these girls is you got to push yourself out of your limits, out of your boundaries, and fail in practice, and fail over and over and over until you continue to succeed by failure. So it's been a very good 2 weeks of practice, almost three full weeks now, and we're looking forward to tomorrow night's game.
Final thought, Coach. We were talking before we went on the air here about the parity this year, especially in the league and in your schedule overall. I think that was one of the biggest things last year for your team. You know, they won a lot of close games. I mean, and expecting a lot of close games this year, what's kind of the key, I guess, and what you feel like maybe even carrying over from last year, just the girls having confidence to be able to find ways, I guess, to win close ones this year?
Yeah, I think having that experience is really valuable. You know, a lot of our girls learned how to win close games, found out what it took to play on the varsity level and being able to get the critical stop on defense when you need it, or find the right play to make on offense to get you the basket you need in a late game situation, or get to the free throw line and convert there. Those grind out games where it's low scoring and it's tight, it's also a mental test. And I'm hoping that that'll really pay off this season for these girls, having that experience. And we're going to rely on some of the more experienced leaders of our team to help the younger ones understand what it's going to take.
You bet. Four seniors this year. Best of luck in your first couple games, Coach. Thanks for your time. Look forward to broadcasting your games and chatting each week here on the radio.
Thanks, Justin. Appreciate it.
Kurt Heisler, head coach of the Holton girls. We'll talk Holton boys basketball next with new head coach Eric Tate.